Hey, what's happening?
Brother, what's up?
This is a moving party, man.
Yeah, brother, like, dig it. Stop right on.
Earl England Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Good morning to you, Sam. How you doing?
Good, Earl. It's good to have you back. I missed you yesterday.
Yeah, well, it's good to be back. There's so many things going on. And I was just listening to the news before we came on. And they said the average family home price of it is the highest that it's ever been in the history of the nation, $407,000 for the average family home. Man, am I not the average family.
Well, I can't wait to never get one at that rate.
I mean, $407,000, and I thought I was middle class. but man, if the average home is $407,000, I'm not in the middle class. I am far down, you know, when you're talking about prices like that. And it just makes you just think about the differences in this nation, the divide that's in this nation. When you hear those numbers, because I would venture to say that 100%, not 100%, maybe 98% of the people that I interact with aren't in that category. You know, I know some folk that are, you know, in that category and above. But I don't interact with them on a daily basis. Almost all the people I interact with on a daily basis don't come close to having a home worth $407,000. You?
Oh, gosh, no. I went to private school, so I was kind of the poor kid. Like, my parents definitely sacrificed a lot to make sure they had the education they wanted me to have, which was awesome. But, like, my house was the small house. I didn't have necessarily the designer things everyone in my high school had. And, you know, like, I didn't mind it, obviously. I didn't think, like, obviously my life is great and, you know, everything like that. But seeing that difference was crazy. So it is that drastic, like, drop difference it's shocking.
It is shocking. And it just goes to show it leads right into a conversation that I'm going to be having in a moment. And, you know, you don't begrudge people who are fortunate and blessed to live those kinds of lives. But I have to tell you, it is just amazing to me that those kinds of separations after all this time in this country still exist. And without question, going to exist as long as there is a nation. There's going to be these separations that really don't benefit our country. And nobody's saying, crying for socialism. I'm not saying that. And I'm not saying that people who live in those homes, anybody gave them anything. And for the most part, many of them have earned it or inherited the wealth that allows them to live an opulent life. And they may argue with me and say, well, a $400,000 house is not opulent. But can you envision what a $400,000 house must look like?
I wouldn't even know what to do with, like, a big amount of space. Like, I sit in my bed most of the day, Earl. I don't need 80 million rooms in my house personally, but...
Well, you know, that's the other part of it. You know, you can only live in one room, be in one room at a time. And so it doesn't matter how many rooms you have. And listen, again, nobody's prejudging anyone for their successes.
No, not at all.
But if the median home is $407,000, imagine how many people are on the other side of that, not on the upside, but on the downside. Imagine how many people live in homes that are $60,000, $50,000. Today, they exist, and they are living their lives too. You know, I would venture to say if you're fortunate enough and blessed enough again to live in a $400,000 house, the price of gas is something that may impact you, but not like it impacts the other people who struggle on a daily basis just to get by. You know, if I live in a $400,000 house and the gas is $5 a gallon, hey, I can deal with that, right? I may not like it, but it doesn't paralyze me and what I'm doing. But people who live on the other side of that equation are being paralyzed right now with what is taking place with these gasoline prices. And the more, you know, the more I hear the people say, well, you know, we can make these changes and adjustments, and if you just hang on, things are going to get better. Hang on. What am I going to hang on to? You know, I mean, I was watching in Milwaukee, I think it was the business community. I forgot the term or the title of who they were. But they gave away $50,000 with the free gas, right? In a poor community. And they gave away $50 worth of free gas to people who drove up. I mean, that's, come on. And I listened to the people who weren't driving Bentleys, you know, or Roses or Mercedes. They were driving whatever, the four wheels that they could have that would allow them to get to work and to pick their children up and maybe make it to the grocery store. And so that $50 worth of gas was a lifeline to them. And thank God for the business community, as it eludes me, that led that giving of $50 worth of gas to people who are just struggling to make it another day. But that's the makeup of the country that we live in. And we've got to get to a point where, you know, there's not that big a divide. And I guess the folk who have a $400,000 home are saying, well, what are you talking about? We know people who have $2 million homes. And so all my home is worth is $400,000. So I don't feel like I'm doing that well, because I want to be one of those people who live in a $2.5 million home. That's what, you know, it happens when you live in a country that's divided economically, as this nation is, and gets worse and worse on a daily basis. You know, I just want to talk a little bit before we get to break and tell you about a subject that we'll be talking about even after the break, and that's a photojournalist named David Buttow had this to say. And he's traveled the world and seen many different things. He was actually at the Trump riot on January 6th. He said he doesn't believe that there's an America anymore. And so I want to talk about that on the other side. For those of you who think that things aren't so bad, who think that things aren't so bad and that our nation is doing just fine, and that people who point to what is happening in this country is hyperbole. And you know, things are going to get better. We're going to come back together as a nation, because after all, we're the United States of America, the greatest nation on earth. And so, you know, if you snap your finger, all things are going to be fine again. And don't you dare mess with the flag, because we, the American people, are the greatest people on the face of the earth, the wealthiest people, and everybody wants to be us. Well, guess what? You may find it hard to believe, but everybody doesn't want to be us. There are many people across the world that don't want to have anything to do with our way of government. And there's some of us inside of these borders who think our way of government is should be criminal. Got to go to a break. 844-967-2789 is the number. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us again at 844-967-2789. We'll be right back. All right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. It's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. And I was talking about, before we went to break, an article in today's Salon. And it talks about whether or not there's an America anymore. I want to delve into that a little bit. And as always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. It's 844-967-2789. And so when you ask the question whether or not there's an America anymore, then it leads to whether or not there ever was an America. If it's been real, if it's been fictitious, what is and what is America? And I can tell you, over my lifespan thus far, I've had many questions about just what this nation is. And personally, I, like many others, know it's an experiment. And you say, well, how can America be an experiment? Excuse me, because no place else on the face of the earth is there anything like this nation. Now, what am I talking about? There is no other nation like America. That doesn't mean it makes America all good and that everybody wants to be America. It means that the whole human family is here. You know, this is the only nation on the earth where you'll find every member of the human family represented in this nation. You know, China, Chinese. Vietnam, Vietnamese. France, French people. Germany, Germans. Egypt, Egyptians. You know, Mexico, Mexicans. You know, Africa, Africans. But in America, we're all here. That's what makes it an experiment. And has it been successful? To some degree, you'd have to say it's been successful. But as we move further along in this experiment called America, you'd have to say that the experiment is failing. When you look at what's happening politically in this country, and when you sit down and watch the January 6th hearings, and you hear what has been taking place, and then you watch the conservative movement in this country that refuses to accept what is being shown before the world, that Donald Trump and other conservatives and lowlifes like Senator Ron Johnson and others, Rudy Giuliani, all of these criminals, Donald Trump, led by Donald Trump, somehow act as though what they did was patriotic and that what they did was good for America. It's part of what we're talking about when you ask the question whether or not there's an America anymore. Our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. How can you support any of what you are seeing? And I've listened to conservative squawk radio, as I always do. And you won't hear very many conversations about what's taking place and what's happening. It just shows what kind of people these are. In broad daylight, you know, normally, rats, if there's light and a rat sees light, the rat disappears because the rat knows that its life is in danger. And so they scurry to get away. But these are rats operating in broad daylight. They're absolutely acting in broad daylight and proud. What they should be doing is what the rats are doing, scurrying for their lives. But it's part of what and why the question should be asked. Is America in danger of losing everything that she claims to be? And I would say absolutely. Because I've been watching what's been taking place. How does anybody, I don't care if you are a conservative or Republican, you see that. You hear that. How do you then reconcile those criminal acts that were done by Donald Trump, Rudolph Giuliani, Ron Johnson, and many other elected officials? How dare we talk about puppet governments in other nations? Look at ours. We are at a point in this nation that decisions are going to have to be made. When the truth is heard, the bearers of truth should not be slapped down because there's a segment of this nation that doesn't want to hear truth. This is what I'm talking about and what's being talked about on the inherent dangers that this nation is in right now. And again, not talking about the trillions of dollars that we keep spending on military, supposedly to defend you and I. Stop it already. That's not where the danger lies. The danger lies in Washington, D.C. The danger lies, I live in the state of Wisconsin, in the state of Wisconsin, in the capital. That's where the danger lies. And when are Americans going to challenge that reality? Now, I know those of you who are on the other side of that, you see, you know what's taking place. All of this truth that's coming out, no wonder the Republicans didn't want this commission to come out. Because the truth that they are espousing, they'll be teaching decades from now, and maybe even centuries from now. This history won't be undercut. You know, guarantee you, the books that'll be written about it, and, you know, when they start talking about this time in history, it'll be along the lines of all the other things, civil wars and everything else that took place. They'll be talking about a time that America lost its moorings and was never able to regain them. Our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be right back.
Down to Mary Jane's on Main in downtown Waukesha. We are all things hemp. Edibles, flowers, chocolates, Delta 8, 10, P, and O. We also have clothing, shoes, jewelry, toiletries, but most importantly, education. Come into the store. Let me educate you on all things hemp. Whether you smoke it or wear it, come and get it at Mary Jane's on Main. Or you can see us every Saturday at the farmer's market. I'm Mary, and let me show you how hemp can help you.
Join the WAUK 540 AM and 101 FM The Shaw team when we broadcast live from the Waukesha Farmers Market, beginning Saturday, June 4th and lasting all summer long. Former Waukesha Alderman Don Brown hosts This Week in Waukesha 8 to 9 AM. Then former U.S. Attorney James Santel launches his new Saturday morning show from 9 to 11. Raised in the Shaw with host Joel Clayfish rounds out the Saturday morning lineup 11 to noon. Come to the Waukesha Farmers Market for the only radio program broadcasting live from the Shaw.
For the Shaw 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM, I'm Sam Butson with your headlines. During the U.S. House Select Committee on January 6th public hearing yesterday, the committee shared text messages between staff member for U.S. Senator Ron Johnson and then-Vice President Mike Pence that indicated Senator Johnson was prepared to hand-deliver fraudulent electoral votes for Wisconsin and Michigan on January 6th. Also at yesterday's committee hearing, the House of Representatives shared testimony from Andrew Hitt, who is the chair for the Republican Party of Wisconsin, also served as one of the 10 fraudulent Republican electors in 2020. Hitt contends he never believed his electoral vote would be sent to Washington, D.C. to be counted on January 6th. Despite signing paperwork, the votes were original presidential electoral votes and sending them to D.C. by certified mail. Partly cloudy skies are in the forecast today with winds ranging from 10 to 15 miles per hour and an expected high of 82 degrees. Clear skies into the night with a low near 55 degrees. You're listening to the Shaw 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM.
It's been a long. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. And I want to welcome on the line the Lieutenant Governor of the state of Wisconsin and candidate for United States Senate, Mr. Mandela Barnes. How you doing, my friend?
Hey, I'm doing great. It's good to be back. Always a good time to be with you, Earl.
Yeah, man. It was good seeing you this past Sunday, man. Hadn't seen you in a while. Let's talk a little bit quickly about the information that came down on Senator Ron Johnson on yesterday. What are your thoughts?
I'll be honest. None of us were really surprised what we saw with Ron Johnson. The thing about it is he's always casted doubt into the legitimate results of the 2020 election. He's always made it seem as if Joe Biden wasn't the rightful winner of the presidential election. And now we see that his office was directly involved in trying to overturn an election. It does not get more dangerous than Ron Johnson. I mean, we all saw how close we were to actually losing our democracy. I mean, you laid out the case very clear, but now we see that Ron Johnson's office was directly involved in this chaos, in this madness, and there is no way that a person can see Ron Johnson as legitimately fit to serve in office. You take an oath. You swear on that oath to protect against threats, foreign and domestic, but to find out that Ron Johnson was that domestic threat, that's a real problem, and nobody should be comfortable with it.
You know, Mandela, it is unbelievable. I was just talking about, you know, people who are asking the question about this nation. But a man who does what he did and then won't step down. You have called on him to step down. You know, why would a person put themselves through that, get caught red-handed, knows that he was engaged and involved in this, and still want to think that people are going to reward him by re-electing him?
Well, there's a certain level of audacity, and the problem is people have been getting away with this seditious activity for so long, right? That is, to even think that you can get away with it shows just a certain level of privilege, and it also is, it also just shows how far they are willing to go, and you can't just go through that and think that you all of a sudden, or that you'll somehow get away with it, but they feel that they have a stranglehold on power and authority, and they will be absolved of any wrongdoing, because too often we've seen like President Donald Trump get off the hook. He was impeached twice, but not convicted at any point. So we have these Trump acolytes like Ron Johnson who will do the bidding of the defeated president, will do the bidding of their wealthy donors just to maintain power. And that's the only thing they're concerned with, because they've certainly left the people of the state of Wisconsin behind.
Let's talk quickly about the campaign, how it's going. Let's talk a little bit about that.
Well, the campaign is going great. I tell you, we just hit the 11-month mark 2 days ago, which is hard for me to believe. We have brought in over 100,000 individual donations into the campaign, been endorsed by over 130 elected officials from across the state at every level of government, from federal level down onto the village trustee, starting with Congresswoman Gwen Moore, but people all in all parts of the state, like the mayor of Superior, Jim Payne, the mayor of La Crosse, Mitch Reynolds, the mayor of Wausau, Katie Rosenberg, the mayor of it is an incredible list of supporters that I'm so excited to have, but also the grassroots support that we have is unmatched. Community leaders, organizations like AFSCME, AFT Local 212, a few others that are coming down the line. I cannot explain how excited I am about the coalition that we're building, because that's what it's going to take to win. Although Ron Johnson has exhibited this dangerous behavior, a lack of desire to serve the people of Wisconsin, and also just, you know, his inability to lead, it is still going to be about our message, our values, because that's what people are ultimately going to be voting for, not just against Ron Johnson. And, you know, SEIU endorsed this morning too as well, which is, you know, the nation's largest labor union. These are working people, because we are fighting for working class values, trying to rebuild this middle class.
So for those who don't know, what is your message? What are the values?
I tell you, that message is about rebuilding the middle class. You know, I mean, you can tell the story better than anybody else, what Milwaukee was like, what the state of Wisconsin was like when we had an abundance of good paying family sustaining jobs. And we also know what happens when the opposite is true, when we lose those good jobs to offshoring because of corporate greed. And the same story is present in our rural communities because of corporate greed. We see this consolidation of our family farms. They're being squeezed out by corporate monopolies. It's making it tougher, harder and harder for the family farmer to be able to compete in this environment. People are being pushed out. People are being left behind. But this campaign is about expanding opportunity and making sure that everybody has a fair shot.
You know, Lieutenant Governor Barnes, it is more than nauseating and heartbreaking when we look right now and see what is taking place in this nation, we're headed towards recession. Going to be a very, very painful recession. The inflation that people are dealing with, the gasoline prices that I was talking about, the fact that the median home costs $407,000 in this state. But I always like to talk about the people who, you know, are on the other side of that, man, and the pain that they're experiencing. Let's talk a little bit about what a lieutenant governor, excuse me, a congressman, no, senator, I'll get it right, Senator Mandela Barnes could do to deal with these horrible issues that we're going to be dealing with.
Yeah, let me start out by saying, you know, during the break, the AP announcement said that gas prices are down to $4.95 a gallon.
I know, man. Come on.
I mean, think about that. Gas prices are down to $4.95. This economic catastrophe, this economic situation that we are dealing with right now is impacting working class people. And with that being said, it is important for us to give working class families some relief. That includes a middle class tax cut. That means expanding the earned income tax credit. That means also expanding extending the child tax credit. This is the relief that working families need right now. We pay for it by making sure that the ultra wealthy pay their fair share. And as was also mentioned during the break, the suspension of the gas tax, whether it's the federal gas tax holiday, which, you know, would go a long way to help out people in the short term. But in the long term, we got to do the things that have made us a more vibrant place in the first place. And that means bringing back good paying jobs. That means incentivizing the employers that do the right thing by keeping jobs right here in America, building things in Wisconsin. That makes us less vulnerable to supply chain shortages. And it also creates middle class union jobs. And that's what this is about.
You know, you've traveled the state extensively as the lieutenant governor and during this campaign. How familiar are the problems that exist in the city or with the problems that exist in rural areas? Or how close? Go ahead.
Oh, no, I was going to say same exact problems. You know, we have so much more in common with each other, regardless of where you are in the state. You can be in any one of 72 counties. You have so much more in common with the average person than we will with out-of-touch, self-serving, ultra-millionaire politicians like Ron Johnson. And when it comes down to it, people want a good school, send their children to, people want a job that puts food on the table, people want to be able to go to a doctor without worrying about a surprise bill. But that is not the reality in Wisconsin. It's not the reality in this country right now. And we need leaders who are going to be committed to bringing that reality, to turning the American dream into an American reality. That means universal health care. That means fully funding our public schools. That means making higher education more accessible, more affordable. It means doing everything we can to address the climate crisis and create good paying jobs.
So, Lieutenant Governor Barnes, I know you got to go. Thank you very much, and we got to get together again soon.
Hey, man, I appreciate you. Right. Always good to talk to you.
All right, thank you very much. That's Lieutenant Governor Mandela Barnes and also candidate for United States Senate. You know, we'll do this. We'll talk again on the other side. 844-967-2789 is the number. You're tuning into the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be right back. back to the Earl Ingram Show, as always. You can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. You know, I was talking before Lieutenant Governor joined us about this harrowing time in this nation, and people on the right side, and I don't mean literally right, but on the conservative side or Republican side of things, have really put this nation in a position where you either are going to have to come forward and challenge people that you love, may even be in your own bloodlines, you know, your fellow countrymen, maybe even at one point in time, it's someone that you were in war with, may even be your wife or your husband, your own children, your pastor. There is a segment of this population that is so far out of touch and so angry and so hateful, and really have lost consciousness with what is right and what is wrong, and have made the decision that we are going to do whatever is necessary to make sure that what we say stands in this country. And that's those people who call themselves Republicans, who call themselves conservatives. You notice you don't hear them calling as much anymore, because even they see what is taking place in those hearings. And I mean, they're human, you know, after all. And they know what they see and what took place should have been criminal. And these are people who claim to love this nation. You know, well, we're not all bad. Well, you saw what I saw and what the world saw. And you say we're not all that bad. Well, if you're not speaking out in opposition, let's listen to some conservative foolishness this morning on the radio as I was preparing for the show. And they wanted to talk about Black Lives Matter. And they wanted to talk about the crime that goes on. Never mind. Didn't mention Ron Johnson once. Didn't mention the hearings once. They want to change the conversation, because they can't have a conversation with you or anybody else who doesn't agree with them and their thoughts, because there's no way they can make truth out of what took place. What took place was a visible lie. You saw it with your eyes. And they saw it with their eyes. And so there's no way to defend that. Well, the Confederate flag flying in the Capitol Rotunda. The Confederate flag. As many people fought, bled, and died to defeat that. And again, these snakes, sniveling cowards, showed up and brandished those flags inside of the Capitol Rotunda as if it was theirs, as if the Civil War never took place. You know, this is who they are. And unfortunately, and I know it's hard, they're your brothers, your sisters, your mothers, your fathers, your uncles, your cousins, your friends. That's who they are. The fellow Americans who have been brainwashed. who have let their guards down. And I know many of you say that's not who my loved one was. But they've fallen under the spell of an evil and hateful group of people whose major plan and master plan is to control this country and to control you and I and our families in the future of this nation. And even a sinister thought to even control the world. That's what these people are. They've organized on city, county, state levels, national levels, and a day of reckoning is coming. Doesn't matter whether they want to hide and act as though this is something that is going to pass. It's not going to pass. And there's going to be a time when this battle is going to have to be fought. And I'm not advocating for, you know, there to be some physical involvement. The people who are advocating for that are these lunatics on the right. They're the ones who are heavily armed. They're the ones running around with bulletproof vests and in military attire, not people on the other side. And so that's where this nation is. That's where it's headed. The question becomes, which side are you on? The nation is divided. She's going to stay divided. And no house divided amongst itself will survive. We're there. Nobody's making it up. You got to make some firm decisions about what side you're going to be on. I've already made my decision. I'm on the side of what's right. Be it Democrat or Republican, I'm on the side of what's right. It just so happens that the majority of the people on the side of Republicans and conservatives are on the side of what's wrong. Let's just call that for what it is. And stop listening to them trying to squirm their way out of what you see with your own eyes of what took place on January 6th. Listen, lock them up. That's what they deserve. Lock them up. Got to go to a break. Our phone lines open as always at 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be back.